a game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice.
He's on fire. It's impossible.
Posey will defend. Oh! LeBron James with no regard for human life.
Welcome back to the Razzball Basketball Podcast. It is Wednesday, February 11th, 2015. I'm your host, J.B. Gilpin, here with my trusty... The beard to my Harden's face, the MVP trophy to my Harden's mantle is Slim. How you doing today, man?
Pretty good. That might be the best intro I've ever gotten.
Harden's awesome. And that was a good call by you. You've been calling him an MVP for, what, the past month? 2 months?
Yeah, and I know you said something about him versus LeBron in your post today.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, part of that for me was going to be playoff schedule because Harden's is way better. But, yeah, Harden's the man.
Harden.
He's, this might not be his only MVP year either. He looks unbelievable.
Yeah, he is the Rockets, that's for sure. Dwight can be hurt and the Rockets keep winning. It is all Harden. Dude, I have to go to the dentist today. Do you like going to the dentist?
No, I don't know if anybody that actually likes going to the dentist.
No, I've heard a couple crazy people that like it. I don't know.
Yeah, those people are... Yeah, they can be Facebook friends, but they can't be real-life friends.
Yeah, that's true. And then for Christmas every year, I'll just send them whatever Saw 3, whichever one is about the dentist. Enjoy that! On today's show, we are going to go through a game-by-game recap of the 5 games from last night, including a big game from one of my favorite Deep League players. It's awesome. Then we're going to recap the RCL Leagues, including a return of one of our former number one spots. He returned back into the number one standing in the RCL Master Standings. And then we're going to wrap up the show previewing a heavy slate of tonight's games, the last big slate of games before the All-Star break. And we're going to make our last round of 30-point challenge picks.
Y'all ready for this?
So, Slim, are you ready to just say Brian Roberts isn't ownable in any league? I mean, he is so bad. 33 minutes of 3-2-5, no steals, no blocks. Mo Williams coming into town. I don't know. I can pat myself on the back here. I'm going to do it real quick for saying Brian Roberts is awful.
Yes, that revelation you gave us.
Hey, a lot of people were saying he's like a must add. I got to add Brian Roberts now that my Kimba's hurt. You know that happened.
Hey, I streamed him for a game. I think I got 4 or 5 assists and terrible percents.
Boo.
Bunch of turnovers.
You probably lost that week, too.
I don't know. I haven't lost too many weeks in that team.
Yeah, well, Brian Roberts
tried
his best.
He could easily go to DNPs.
I mean, I still think he'll pick up backup point guard minutes, but not very many.
Not many. And we'll see what happens with Troy Daniels. See if he can get off the bench.
Man, the Hornets looked terrible last night. Lost 106-78 to the Pistons. Really, the only bright spot was P.J. Hairston hitting 4 threes, playing 26 and a half minutes, scored 16 points. Not much to see there, just was hot, right? Actually led the Hornets in shots.
Yeah, and this probably has more to do with it being a blowout. I mean, he had 5 DNPs. I don't know if there was some injury going on, but yeah, this screams blowout.
He had a minor injury at some point. I don't remember what it was, but nothing a little medicinal marijuana won't help. To the Pistons, Jody Meeks gets 10 of 10 free throws, gets a little extra run with the second unit. Augustine, didn't have a great game, but was fine. This is a pretty boring game, analysis-wise.
Yeah, it's a blowout. I mean, there's nobody shot good. Yeah, that much happened.
Yeah. Friggin' Al Jefferson not scoring 30 points for me. Scrub.
13, almost.
It's dead to me. It's better than some of our single-digit guesses. That's it can get much worse. But it can't get much better for Tony Snell. Woo! Career high, 24 points. Man, he was on fire. I think he was 6-for-6 at one point. Gets 41 minutes because Jimmy Butler's shoulder gives out. Butler only plays 22 minutes, but even with Dunleavy back, Snell gets a ton of run, and if Butler's hurt again tomorrow, Snell could be interesting for some points and trays.
Yeah. Yeah, he's passed everybody. He's passed McDermott. He passed Mirotić in the wing. Yeah, yeah, he's earned these minutes. This is awesome. Yeah. Great to see. We've been talking about him since
last year.
He was drafted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
24.
Yeah, we know he can play. It's just a matter of minutes.
24, 2-2, a steal, hits 4 threes, 9 of 11 from the field. He just looks so good, just needs an opportunity. Now, Butler's getting an MRI today on the shoulder. We'll see what happens there. Hopefully it's nothing serious, nothing a little all-star break can't heal up. But, yeah, even in deep leagues, I think he's won enough of a role to be a little deep league Dragunov.
Yes, the only problem is I think eventually when Dunleavy is worked back into shape, they're going to play him 40-plus minutes a game because that's what they do.
Ew, you're right.
It's what they do.
Yeah, but unfortunately, I agree. Wow, Derrick Rose goes 23-1-7, two steals a block, and the big one here, no turnovers. Good game for Rose. The Kings were terrible. Shocker.
Yeah, that's no surprise. It's not like Sessions is going to be taking those minutes from Colley whenever he gets back.
Yeah, so Sessions plays 22 minutes. He's atrocious. 3-1-2, no steals, two turnovers. I thought Ray McCallum looked a lot better. Now, given he played in some junk time, but, you know, the Kings actually, they had it within, like, maybe 11 points. Maybe it was single digits, barely, in, like, the third, fourth, somewhere around there. I thought McCallum looked interesting. And I put today, if Collison and Sessions get traded, which, I don't know, I think is a higher likelihood of happening than 0%, McCallum might get some punt minutes if George Karl likes him.
I don't know. He really struggled with his field goal percent last year.
Yeah.
It's maybe. I highly disagree that Collison's going to get traded, though. It's too friendly of a contract.
Well, that's what makes them interesting. They'll get a nice first-round pick for him.
They need to win if they want to stay in Sacramento. Not just, like, you know, struggle to put people in the seats, but I think they need to win. I don't think that's a good idea.
Well, they're going to – I mean, Cousins –
they spent some money. I mean, they – you know, when they brought in Rudy Gay, that was a costly move.
Well, yeah, Cousins and Gay are huge contracts. They're tough to sell. I mean, they can't. They're not going to get anything for Derek Williams, Jason Thompson, any of their terrible power forwards. If they're going to trade for anything to help them for next year, it's got to be Collison. Sessions has looked worse than they expected.
See, I don't. It's too. It doesn't make sense. Why would they sell off? Because you can't win with a rookie point guard. We've pretty much come to that conclusion.
Oh,
right?
For sure. But it'll be McCallum's third year if Carl likes him.
I don't like him.
Are you George Karl, Slim? Are you secretly George Karl?
I really like Darren Collison.
I do too, but that's what I'm saying. He's a good sell because everyone's going to like him for a great contract. They could get a really high first-round pick for him.
It's not impossible. I just don't think it would be a very smart move.
Oh,
but well, this is Sacramento.
It is the Kings,
about.
Yeah. They're not exactly versed in smart moves. On the other side, real quick, Pau Gasol just was hitting every jumper in sight, 26-16 with 3 assists. Is there any worry that he slows down at all? Because, I mean, he's still having a career year.
Sure. I would definitely worry that these big-minute games are going to wear on his legs eventually.
Mm-hmm. What would you sell him for right now?
I mean, I would want no less than a top 25 guy.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, depending on position, if I needed a point guard, then I would want a high-end point guard.
Would you trade? This is like a
something like that.
Well, yeah, this is kind of an impossible question given needs. But would you trade Gasol for Draymond?
Probably not. I'd probably want a little more.
Yeah, it's kind of tough to answer without knowing needs.
Yeah, and Pau Gasol's probably been carrying a lot of teams out there. It's probably going to be really tough for them to let him go.
Yeah.
I mean, he's like the reason that people are in the playoffs. Where was he drafted? He was barely a top 100 guy, right?
No, he was like fourth, fifth round. I know I had him, I think, fourth round, but I don't think I was high or low necessarily.
If I was a betting man, I say it wears on him, but
yeah,
I don't know.
Me too.
I would consider him more of a sell than a buy.
Mm-hmm.
Chicago doesn't have a very good playoff schedule. They go 3-3-3, which is pretty boring.
Yeah. I had him 51, right in the middle of the gray. You know, the highest was, 23. But most of the ranks were mid-40s. 45 to about 58 was the consensus. So, yeah, I was right in the middle. So, great value there. I mean, you got second-round value for a guy taken in the 50s, and he's been durable this year. So
that's been amazing.
Yeah,
we'll see how that lasts.
Yep. Two, the fast-paced, great game of the night last night. You got Houston beating the Suns 127-118. As we mentioned in the open, James Harden is a god amongst men. 40 points, 12 rebounds, 9 assists, 3 steals, 1 block. Hits 13-23 from the field, 3-7 from deep. 11-14 free throws, which is actually kind of bad for Harden.
It's an off night.
Yeah, exactly. He's just so good.
Yeah, he carries the team. I mean, he does everything. And how he's able he looks like he's not even going that fast to the basket, but he gets fouled like every single time. He's so good at that.
He's a guard version of what Hansborough was in college. I don't know if you remember Hansborough in college, if you watched it in Chapel Hill, but
not much.
He would get in the post and figure out how to get fouled and take fadeaways every game. It was incredible. That's why everyone hated him.
Yeah, and then Modi was having a good game, but he couldn't stay out there.
Yeah, they end up playing Josh Smith for 32 minutes.
Well, Modi was in foul trouble.
Yeah, 5,017. Josh Smith, one of his best games of the year, going 26-3, a steal and a block. I mean, he's obviously been higher in a lot of games, but hits 8-15 from the field, 2-4 from deep. It's 2 of his 3 free throws and only has 1 turnover. It's about his only well-rounded game of the season.
Yeah. He actually played pretty well, too. I saw him a good portion of this game, the first half.
Yeah, and I mean,
there was no defense. Neither team was playing any defense from what I saw.
We'd be remiss if we didn't talk about how Smith's been playing better. His last 8 games look pretty good. A steal and a block in 7 of them. Only over 2 turnovers once in the past 8 games. Multi-assists in 7 of 8 games.
Wow, look how low that volume free throw is.
Yeah. In the last 8 games, looks like 7-4-13. So his usual badness, but over a span of 8 games, you can tolerate that.
Yeah, this is a very good stretch. I'm looking at the teams, and, you know, there's some okay ones, but nobody great in there.
I'm trying to think of some good comps of if he's still on the wire.
He's probably not.
Yeah. I don't know. Would you rather own Josh Smith or Gorgie? Again, that's another tough one because it needs.
Yeah, I'd probably have to let Gorgie go for Josh Smith.
Yeah, that's... It's sad. I mean,
you're still banking on Pekovic going down with Gorgie. You're not going to get big games anymore until Pekovic goes down.
Yeah. Is there any worry that when Dwight Howard gets back, if he gets back, that some minutes really dry up?
Maybe some. Not too many.
Yeah. I bet it would probably hurt Mo Yunus more than Smith, right?
Yeah. I mean, Papa Nicolau got off the bench. I don't think he got off the bench for the past month.
Yeah, well, Terrence Jones was out with the sniffies. He had the flu.
Okay, so those are those Wow, there are those 20 minutes. Ah, love seeing Brewer still getting his.
Yeah, Brewer gets 27 good minutes, 14-7 with an assist. Hits a three. He looks good out there. So back to Harden real quick. Is next year's first round going to be Brow, Durant, then Harden? Is that the top three?
So this is the third, fourth time little nick that Brow has gotten and gone down.
Yeah. You've said constantly you don't expect the injuries to be an issue for him, though.
Well, yeah, but, you know, I can be proven wrong.
No, whatever you say the first time is steadfast in the truth.
If it happens, then I'm willing to accept it. But, you know, it's pretty, you know, just because of that, Harden is right there with him.
Yeah, and, you know, if Brown and Durant have another, say they both twist their ankles and are out another 2-3 weeks at some point the rest of the year, and Harden stays healthy, man, those three are going to be a really tough mix to kind of figure out how to rank next year.
Yeah, and I don't really think we're going to get the Durant kind of season at this point.
Mm-hmm.
His rest of season outlook doesn't look like, you know, a number one overall pick. It doesn't.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be missing games, and he's going to have, you know, no reason to play him in the fourth quarters and things like that. Minute limits, that kind of stuff. So, yeah, I think Harden will probably be the number one guy the rest of the way, especially in overall numbers if Brow keeps missing a game or two here and there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, that's the thing with Brow, though. I love how when he does come back, he goes 25-15 with 5 blocks. You know, it's mm-hmm. You know these injuries are minor. And if he was on a good team going for the playoffs, well, man, I think they are a good team. But if they were on a good team going for the playoffs, maybe he'd be playing through this.
Yeah, and I mean, the one advantage that Davis has is the very low turnovers compared to Harden. I mean, not that you're really complaining about Harden's turnovers too much, but yeah, that's going to be a tough one. Next year is going to be interesting for sure.
Isn't Harden close to a block a game now? 0.8, career high 0.8.
Jeez.
Yeah.
It's unreal. Well, if Brow keeps hitting buzzer beater threes to keep those threes coming.
Yeah, that's the big one. Yeah. Brow start shooting threes.
So both actually have upside for next year, which is
yeah, well they're both what 25 and what's Brow? 21 something?
Yeah, that's another thing. to the Suns side of the ball, Eric Bledsoe, after missing a game, having the birth of his child, has a huge one, 32, 4-4, 2 steals and a block. You know, all 3 point guards, you know, after it took a month or two for them all for all of them to coexist. They're all coexisting now. Looking good there.
This was obviously a good game for it, too.
Yeah, exactly. Against the run smaller units out there, Rockets.
So obviously I was wrong with Markieff for our 30-point challenge, but I almost went with Bledsoe.
Ooh, so cool. Yeah, that would have been a good one. That would have tied it up.
Yeah, we'll get there. Don't worry about that.
So Miles, yeah,
that was fun. It was fun watching Beverly versus Bledsoe. Yeah, they kind of got into it a little bit.
Advantage Bledsoe because Beverly didn't even get a steal.
Yeah, but Bledsoe, there was one. So they got into it at midcourt with Beverly being like, you know, his ADD self, give me the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And he went for a layup, and Bledsoe was all over it, you know, throwing into the fourth or fifth row. It got fun. This was a really good game. It was entertaining.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It was. So Miles Plumlee plays 17 and a half minutes, gets another 2 steals and 4 blocks. He's played really well with Alex Lynn sidelined. Is there any chance that Plumlee plays 15 minutes a game when Lynn's back? Because that would actually help some deep leaguers.
Yeah, it's really hard to tell. I mean, they always say you can't lose your job from injury, so I'm going to have to say it's going to be Lynn when he gets back.
Yeah, we'll tell that to Alex Smith of the 49ers. Wow, that's an old, different sport reference.
Yes, it's years ago.
That's what happens when you do the show right when you wake up in the morning. Your brain functions in different ways. Anything else from this game stand out to you?
No, this was just as we thought. I think PJ was playing the power forward a bunch. They went real small. Both teams went small.
Yeah. To Memphis, where the Grizzlies shockingly beat the Nets 95-86. Jared Check, wham, a hamstring. It's a little hamstring tweak. He was playing terrible. 12-1-3, no steals, no threes. So hats off to Slim in that one with six turnovers.
No threes attempted.
Yeah. Hey, shot over 50%, 6-11. This is a tough matchup, though, against the Grizzlies.
Yeah. I didn't watch any of this game. I read the report, though.
Neither did I.
There was some change at halftime.
Yeah, they benched Mason Plumlee, which is really weird because Plumlee was having one of his most efficient games. 15-14, an assist, three steals, didn't have a block, but hit all three of his free throws. I don't know what was in the first half and what was in the second half, but I don't know. They said it was weird and some sort of matchup thing. The Nets were so dumb.
They were getting too close to winning? Is that the problem here?
I think that was. And, you know, Jack said he would have played through it, but the All-Star breaks right here. You know, why does he need to be rested? I don't know. So it sounds like Jack's going to be fine. Man, what a boring game.
They benched Allen Anderson, I think, so Darren Williams started also. Yeah, I think this is a, look at these guys, they're healthy, we can start them, kind of sell during the All-Star break.
Yeah, weird, weird game. Brook Lopez.
I definitely think Brooklyn is big time selling. I know there was a report that the head coach said all the, you know, we're not selling. These are our guys. We're going to make the playoffs, but you know, they're selling.
That's some of the like emptiest posturing I could imagine. They're terrible.
Yeah, and Kevin Garnett should be bought out.
Yeah, this is a team that needs to completely blow it up and reload. To Memphis. You know, this game, both these teams are just boring for analysis. Mike Conley plays really bad, though. All-Star break at the right time, that's for sure. 2-0-4, three steals, which is nice, but only shoots 1-of-8, two turnovers. Kind of a rough one.
Yeah, but he's coming off a good one, the 21-3-6 game with three steals. Yeah, I think the All-Star break is going to be good for him, but yeah, I think he's fine.
Yeah, me too. I'm struggling to find anything else to talk about. You know, Jeff Green, 11 points, 3 rebounds, 4 assists.
We all know how much you want to talk about Jeff Green.
Got a block. He shoots 3 of 9. He's terrible. He doesn't do anything. He just stands there.
So who do you think Beno Udrih blocked twice?
Yeah, that is a good question. I remember seeing that this morning when I was writing the article, and I was like, I don't know. Probably Jarrett Jack a couple times.
I see two block attempts from Bojan Bogdanovic.
Yeah, there you go. Udrih was like, not in my house, waved the finger. Yeah.
Two names that we can't pronounce.
anything else catch your eye in this game?
No, Memphis is pretty boring.
Yeah, both these teams are fairly boring analysis-wise.
We're definitely glad that Courtney Lee kept the starting job over Tony Allen.
Yeah.
Tony Allen doesn't really get as much, and Courtney Lee, he could be a streamer for, you know, a guy that you just need more minutes from that you don't want to kill your percents or turnovers.
Yeah, for Thragnoff, he shoots a pretty good percent. To the final game of the night. I actually watched a good bit of this one, and it was actually semi-entertaining. You got the Nuggets going into the L.A., beating the Lakers 106-96. Both these teams are on just terrible runs, but there was actually some big performances in here. Which team do you want to start with? You want to start with the Nuggets or the Lakers?
How about what was the most ridiculous, stupid foul that Nurkic had for the night?
No,
he had one. He always does.
I'm trying to remember. I did watch a good bit of this game. I don't think he had any necessarily really bad ones. He actually had a few that could have been fouls, but did get 5 fouls in 19 and a half minutes, but got 4 blocks, and he was just, I don't know, Reggie Miller was raving him up. I think Reggie Miller wants to go out with him. I don't know. I didn't remember any were too bad, but I'm sure there was one. I wasn't watching fully intently.
All right.
So he looked good. Nurkic, 7-5-1, 1-4, steal and 4 blocks, and 3-3 from the field. Looks really good.
Yeah, he had that 1-for-10 game a couple back, and he's brought it on the past two.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, field goal percent's the question. As long as he's doing good there, you know, he's helping our team, even with low minutes.
Yeah,
I mean, that's still a steal in every game, I mean, with the minutes all over the place.
Yeah, yeah. So they talked about Nurkic. They did a report on him, and they said that about 7 or 8 years ago, there was a basketball recruiter in Bosnia read an article about how Nurkic's dad was a 7-foot police officer and, like, got into a bar fight with 12 other people and won. And the dude was really interested, so he found the 7-foot police officer and asked if he had a son. And he was like, yeah, I've got a boy. Here he is, Yusuf. He's 14. Did you know Nurkic didn't play basketball until he was 14?
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, played soccer. That's why his footwork's so good.
I see it. Yeah. That makes sense.
And that's why he plays a little overly physical, as, you know, he used to play in soccer. So I thought that was really interesting. Playing basketball only 6 years, because he's only 20, right?
Yeah, he can't drink yet. Well, yeah. I bet in Bosnia he can
drink. Bosnia, you can drink at 12. So the big game from the Nuggets is obviously Ty Lawson. He looked like an MVP candidate in this game. Obviously, it's a fluke, but Jordan Clarkson just... Whew, poor Jordan Clarkson. So Lawson goes 32-3, 16 assists, 2 steals, hits 12 of 20 from the field. It looked really good. And you know, there was a concern that Lawson's free throw percentage, you know, he was at sub-70% at one point, but the last 10 games, it's a pretty high volume, 85%. That's coming around. I don't know. I think he's ready for a big second half.
Some really quick math.
I did it for the article yesterday.
Okay.
If I was that smart, I would not be doing a basketball podcast. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, you know how Lawson had that big lull of, like, scoring less than 10 points?
Yeah.
Like a good, like, month. So that's 4 in a row with 20-plus points.
And, yeah, this free throw thing and how good he's been the last 10 games, does it coincide? He got the DUI right before the stretch. Maybe it scared him straight.
Scared straight, yep. He went to prison and had some big angry man yell at him.
Maybe
it scares me straight every time too.
Maybe he got arrested by Nurkic's dad. Scare anyone?
No. I'm sure they still have DUIs in Bosnia.
Anything else for the Nuggets stick out? I mean, Gallinari plays 20 and a half minutes and is boring.
Yeah, not real sure why McGee got off the bench for a minute and a half.
He had a dunk. Hickson played decent off the bench. Oh, I guess we got to talk about what are you doing with Fareed? 22 minutes of 2-5, no assists, 1 steal, no blocks, only hits 1-5 from the field. He's back to that droppable range.
I mean, well, he went 22-10 the game before. I mean, his minutes go 20 in reverse order. 21, 33, 24, 31, 19, 22, 32, 30. Doesn't seem to be foul trouble. It's annoying.
It's worse than Valanciunas.
There's some foul trouble there. There's a little bit of foul trouble there. Maybe that's playing a part.
Worse than Valanciunas, this yo-yoing.
I don't know.
I don't like it.
It's annoying.
Yeah.
Because he's not a big steals blocks guy, so he really needs big minutes to give you a 2010 game for you to feel it. All right. Yeah, it's annoying. I mean, I've got him in one league, and I probably should have sold during a big stretch. Maybe during the next one I will.
Yeah.
Right now I'm not looking to sell him. I mean, if you can't sell him when he's doing bad, that doesn't work out for you.
Fareed or Gorgie?
I'll stick with Gorgie.
Wow. Now that I find surprising.
Well, so I have Fareed. Would I trade him for Gorgie? Remember, Denver's got a poor playoff schedule, so that's playing into my mind, too.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah, it's so tough.
That's crazy that Fareed's back down to that level. The ebbs and flows of the Manable.
But I still really like Gorgie, though. I still have him, you know, not quite top 50 anymore, but still top 100 with that, you know, just waiting for that one moment to be a top 50 guy. So I'm still pretty high on Gorgie. I mean, we still have, what, 5 weeks left of a season, a fantasy season?
Yeah, the regular season, yeah.
Well, man, it'll be 4 weeks after today. 3.5 weeks, really. Man, it's almost gone.
Yeah, where has the year gone? That's for sure. To the Lakers real quick. Clarkson plays 26.5 minutes. You know, the line is fine, 7-1-7. I mean, it's not good, but, man, he just could not stay in front of Ty Lawson at all. Brutal.
Yeah, I think this is another one of those things that why he's more combo than true point is that defense.
Yeah.
He'll be so much better when he's only asked to go out there and score against a second unit.
And fortunately, the Lakers don't really care about winning, so they can still play him out there even if he's getting torched against elite point guards.
Oh, they got to care about winning if they're playing Carlos Boozer 30 minutes.
Oh, I don't understand that at all.
Maybe not. Maybe they were hoping.
I don't know. Boozer goes 21-10, 4 assists, a steal, no blocks. It's 8-15. I hate Carlos Boozer. He's so bad. There's no reason he should be playing.
21-10-4.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I know. And he was probably destroyed on the defensive end by somebody.
It's ridiculous. It's terrible.
Hickson and Arthur had their way with him.
Okay. It's the only time you'll ever say that. Anything else with the Lakers stick out for you?
No. You really hate what's going on here. I mean, there's a couple people. It looks like only Clarkson and Ellington are starters who come back in the game.
Yeah.
Kelly, did you see that one line R. Kelly had over the weekend?
No, what was it?
Ready for this?
All right.
He was 25-3 with 5 threes, 2 steals, a block, no turnovers.
Wow, I missed that game.
He had 0 points in 17 minutes the game before and 2 points in 20 minutes the next game. Yeah, it was a bit of an aberration.
To say the least.
But that was the only game. Other than that, he doesn't come back in. His minutes are always in the 20s. Yeah. 20.
Poor R. Kelly.
It's not helping us. Wesley Johnson coming off the bench, I don't get that at all.
Yeah, I don't think anyone does. Did you know that Nick Young is dating Iggy Azalea? Because I had no idea until yesterday.
I mean, I'm disappointed I know who that is.
I barely know who that is.
Huh?
I barely know who that is, but I've heard the name. She's famous or something.
I think I saw like a Saturday Night Live maybe. I don't know. I saw a performance somewhere and it's, oh, okay. Yeah, I'm not buying that album, but you know, some people will. I see that.
Iggy Azalea could do much better.
What's wrong with Swaggy P?
His haircut looks like the girl with the dragon tattoo.
Like, he cut his hair in that design of a woman? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know. She's got that, like, gothy, weird-looking thing. That's what I think of when I see Swaggy P out there.
He's doing his thing. Basketball is just, you know, his hobby.
I guess Iggy Azalea does need a loud boyfriend to match. You know what I mean? Wouldn't really work against a quiet guy.
Yeah, I don't know. Is he loud, or is he just, he's funny, man. I think he could do stand-up. He's got like a, I mean, when his delivery, when you see him deliver, it's really good. I don't know. I think he's got something.
Well, if he hits on 30% of his jokes, it'll match his NBA shooting career.
Well, just got to get lucky once. It's not like he's ever going to pass it to anybody. So, you know, they're all going to be his jokes.
It's very true. All right, so looking at the RCL leagues, taking back the number one spot of the Razzball Commentary League Master Standings is Pops' team. Going 7-2 last week, moving to 94-41, 189 RCL points. Starting to leave you in the dust, Slim. You're down to 87, 47, and 1. You're down 14 RCL points on him, down 7 games. What do you have to say for yourself?
I had to hold my injured guys. I can't let Collison go. I don't want to let Kemba go. I've held Tobias through a couple of injuries now. I was without Whiteside last week.
Yeah, that was rough.
Got a win. Hey, I still got my win. I added James Johnson. That's my next big one.
Yeah, he's been playing well back in the starting lineup.
I know. We get to talk about our James Johnson versus Patrick Patterson again.
That was when they were both off the bench. And Patterson was right. Yes, it was. Doesn't count if they change the starting lineup. That makes our wager null and void.
Convenient.
Yeah, I have convenient logic. That's how I get through life. So Pops' team, as we were talking about earlier, he has Pau Gasol. That's been pretty much the key to his success, even though he's lost Kobe. I don't know, LeBron and Pau, it's a pretty good combo, although he did pick up Ramon Sessions. That's going to tank his week.
It's not going to help.
Yeah, that's for sure. How are you doing in RRC? Did you see I changed my RCL team name in our league?
I did.
From JB Pete Slim to JB Loses to Slim. Womp, womp.
Well, hopefully this is my team is a champs Slim 1, JB 0. As in, I've won one Razzball championship to JB's none.
Yeah, well, we'll see. This is RCL. REL doesn't count. My team is just... Now I lost Ellis and Rondo, been without Durant. Pretty much everyone that's been injured this year that's a decent player has been on this team.
Yeah, this is another one where I added James Johnson in.
Yeah, that's a good add.
I needed a big, I added Henson. I needed a small, I added Clarkson. I don't know, everything seems to be working out pretty well with this team. I like the way it's going. Yeah. I love my wings of like Antioch, and Gordon Hayward and Wiggins. Of course, I have Covington because I have him everywhere. Yep.
I don't know if
the beat.
I think the team, if it's healthy, it makes the playoffs. Could be interesting with Durant and Jefferson.
We'll see. I got Ibaka and Favors and Lillard. I got some good playoff schedules in here too. The big one I got, though, I have MCW, and I don't know what to do. I mean, he might be the worst guy on my team.
I'll trade you for him.
All right, I'll take – I mean, you got a decent point guard, I'll take him, that's for sure.
You want Rondo for him?
If you have a decent point guard, I'll take him.
Right. See what you did there. So that's the RCL leagues, how they're looking right now. Thanks again for joining. Only about three and a half, four weeks left of the regular season after tonight, and then we're heading into the playoffs. So be sure to make your playoffs, win your league, have a good regular season record. That's how you win the RCL title. And now looking at tonight's games, everyone's playing. It's a big slate. It's going to be a fun Wednesday. A lot of implications.
I'm crossing my fingers that Whiteside goes to Cleveland and isn't the best player in the game. Crossing my fingers.
He could destroy
Mozgov if he's back, if he's 100%.
I was about to say, Mozgov's a pretty good player.
Mozgov doesn't play defense.
I think he's better than Whiteside.
Yeah, you do.
I was just going to see how you responded to that. Yeah. What else are we going to watch for tonight? I think Drummond and Monroe are just going to tear apart the Spurs front line. Spurs do not play good D on opposing big men.
Yeah, I could see that one being a problem. We got Melo's doubtful tonight. Could see another 15-plus shots out of Langston Galloway.
Melo's doubtful every night.
He's so close. We might have seen his last game this year.
It's possible. I love that a breaking news is Melo considering surgery. I'm like, well, is this news from December? Like,
yeah. No, yeah. It needs to happen. I mean, the sooner it happens, the better for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
for people who still have Melo on their fantasy team. I mean, you can't get anything for him. You could try to sell him right now. I wouldn't give you MCW for him.
Yeah. Trying to see what else is interesting tonight. Lakers are probably going to get blown out by Portland. Memphis, OKC. That's a good one.
Memphis, OKC. Yeah. What's Durant? Durant was back last time, right?
Yeah, there was a thing saying that he had a mild foot, or I think it was just a speculation that he held his foot when he fell down, that he tweaked his foot, but he still came back and played fine last time out. I think he'll be fine.
Okay. We know anything about Brow? Brow's still out?
I think he was questionable with the shoulder injury.
And this All-Star break is going to help out a lot of people.
Yeah, a lot of banged-up guys. As we talked about with Chris List the other week, let him take steroids again.
So I'm looking at this Rockets-Clippers game. You think Haws winds up getting benched for small ball again?
Yeah, it is the wrong game for that.
Yeah, that's worrisome.
Definitely think so.
Golden State at Minnesota. Does Curry play 25 minutes?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's a 30? Trap. It's a trap game. Minnesota wins.
It's a trap game. Yeah, sure it is. Got that, what are they, the sixth man in Minnesota? Is that what you would say?
I don't know. That's if there's six people in the stadium. Although LaVine...
I'd go to watch that game.
I would too. LaVine might get some minutes. Because, you know, they want to put Rubio on the minutes limit still. Especially with, the All-Star break, one night away. No Mo Williams. I think LaVine, if you're in a really deep league and need to stream someone, why not?
Yeah, and I think LaVine's got his minutes pretty much locked up the rest of the way.
Yep. So, yeah, looking at my my side lead team, I actually had Jimmy Butler in for tomorrow against the Cavs. But luckily, you're able to switch guys out. I put in Harden for tonight. At the Clippers. I think he's going to have a big one.
Yeah. I mean, who's playing shooting guard these days for the Clippers?
Jamal Crawford and Redick. Some sort of mix of that.
Yeah, that's not two defensive stalwarts.
That's to put it lightly, for sure.
It's tough to go against LeBron against Miami.
Yeah, that's true.
I think Antetokounmpo might be on for another game against Sacramento.
Yeah, that should be a good one. Let's see, what other big men could play? Do you think Hinson could play pretty well against Cousins? He might get in foul trouble, though.
He gets everybody. No, I imagine there will be plenty of steals and, you know, that kind of thing from Cousins, because he loves to give you the ball, but no, I wouldn't start big men against Cousins. That's the one guy that makes me worry.
Yeah. And some other side league games I got going today. I got Westbrook in that Memphis game. He tears them up sometimes. I got Curry against the Timberwolves. I don't love it, but...
You're risking the minutes.
I wanted to get Curry in there, though. It was tough to not have Curry in at some point. And he only had 33 last game out, and a lot of people used him. So, and then I've got Aldridge against the Lakers. And then, as I mentioned earlier... I think those Pistons big men tear up the Spurs, and Monroe's really good in daily play. I think.
Yeah, I can imagine. Monroe's, he's been pretty consistent.
Yeah, he's been one of the better scoring, at least in side league points, for power forwards. So, again, get the Side League app. It's one word, Side League, App Store, Google Play Store. If you make your profile now, enter promo code RASBALL, all caps, get $5 free. The next contest is next weekend because of the All-Star break, so we'll be talking more side league then. So, Slim, who do you have for 30 points today? Cannot pick Harden, LeBron, Durant, Westbrook, Brow, Melo. You can pick Carmelo if you want. The joke will never get old. LaMarcus, Cousins, Curry, or Blake Griffin. That is who you cannot pick. A lot of options tonight.
Yeah, I picked the last one. What you got?
Oh, I don't know. Klay Thompson, not enough minutes. I wish I could pick Aldridge. Can't quite. Seventh. I'm going to go, you know what? Why not? I will go Greg Monroe against the Spurs.
Nice. You're doubling down, huh?
Yeah. Why not?
All right. How has DeRozan been recently? How's his scoring been?
I feel like he's been back to DeRozan, but not, you know, DeRozan kind of this year, not DeRozan of last year.
I mean, is who's Gary Temple still starting?
I think Beal is out again, but not positive. I don't see why they would play him.
Yeah, there's some risk there. Maybe I'll go with a little more likely. So Westbrook is still off the list?
Westbrook is off the list. He is tied. Actually, he and Durant are tied at 25.9 points a game for third in scoring.
Oof. All right. Give me Bosch.
You love to pick the Bosch.
Maybe because it's a game I actually want to watch. It might have something to do with it. Come on, Whiteside, be there.
No bias there.
It's so much easier for Bosch when Whiteside's out there, too.
Yeah, that should be the game of the night. Heat going to Cleveland. LeBron's former versus LeBron's current.
Yeah, I mean, that Toronto-Washington game, there's a good chance that's going to be a playoff matchup.
Uh-huh.
And same with that Memphis-OKC game. That's and the Houston-LA Clippers. There's a lot of potential playoff matchups going on.
Yeah, a really good night of games right before the All-Star break.
Yeah, I mean, Utah. Utah might make the playoffs. They got to go against Dallas.
Good one.
Gordo's been pretty good. Hayward's been better. Been on quite a tear recently.
Revenge game for Richard Jefferson.
He's got two in a row. So who do I you know what? I'm going to switch it up. Give me Gordon Hayward for 30.
Well, I can't switch it. Once you put it in, it's locked in. Just kidding. Of course you can have Gordon. I just think that's a better pick, so I'm mad.
He's got back-to-back games with 30 points, so maybe it's three in a row.
Yep, I could definitely see that one. So be sure your lineups are locked. Be sure to have your streamers in. If you don't have a full slate of guys, this is the last game for this week. If you play in this week only in your head-to-head format. And we'll catch you tomorrow, Slim. Have a good one.
Later.